I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 131st edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Janet Ando. Janet is a woman of three continents. She was born in Europe, studied in Ghana, West Africa, and has lived in this little corner of North America since 2003. She is a soft furnishings designer, and she is here in the studio to tell us all about that today. She's a milliner, and she's been doing some community organizing on the side as well. So glad to have you here. Thanks for coming, Janet.
Thank you for inviting me, Kate.
So tell us a little bit about your family life in London when you were a girl, as a family of four.
As a family of four, this was in the early 60s, and we used to live in the suburb of Surbiton, which is a place in Kingston. Life was fun at that time, just my dad, myself, and my mum and brother. We used to have a lot of Christian activities, go to church on Sundays, visit friends. I remember I used to do a lot of ballet dancing, hopping around the streets everywhere I go. I was hopping around.
Jete.
Hopping was my hobby. My brother used to play football, and my mum used to do a lot of sewing. And so when she was sewing, I would have my needle and thread and tag along with her. And I guess that's where I got my inspiration for sewing from.
Oh, I'm sure early. It is. Yes. Really started early. Mm-hmm. I used to do little cross-stitch things and stretched.
Oh, yes. I remember that you used to do that too. Yes, cross-stitching.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool to be able to make something with my hands.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you went to Accra, Ghana for middle and high school. What was that like living there as a girl and growing up there after having lived in London?
That was certainly a different kind of lifestyle altogether. Kids back home just used to gallivant the streets without shoes, sometimes not even well properly dressed or whatever. And so with us coming from England, they used to look up to us. We were prim and properly dressed, ribbons in my hair, white socks, pressed dress and everything else.
Patent leathers?
Oh, yes. You name it, everything. And so they used to come and stand behind our doors when we came back from school, just waiting for the English folk, that's my brother and I, to come out so they can just hear us talk, listen to our English accent and everything else. It was just so much fun. We used to go out and play with them, but it didn't take us long at all. And we found ourselves in the same situation, just outside playing without shoes and doing our own thing.
When fun. In Rome, yep. Do as the Romans do.
Yep.
How long do you think it was before you were barefooted and running around with them?
I'll probably say about a month or two. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We adapt.
They try to imitate us, and obviously we enjoy their lifestyle because we thought it's okay, we can just walk around freely without shoes or whatever. So
I bet that was wonderful.
Yes, it was great.
And Accra is rather urban, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Was it then too, back in the 70s, 80s?
It was the 70s, 80s, yeah.
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 More of a downtown situation with steel and glass buildings, or yeah,
a lot of brick building as well. Yes,
mm-hmm. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Probably really different smells than you were used to.
I mean, we had gutters. I don't know whether we have. I don't think we've seen any gutters around here, but we used to have gutters, and so yes. Initially, when we were walking around, we put our hands to our noses, and we don't like that kind
of
thing.
With sewage in the gutters,
yes,
and
exactly.
The roads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
like
would be
I said, it wasn't
smell.
Long before we all became part of the system, so
yes.
It was great fun. Yeah.
So how did you and your husband Bob meet, both with roots in Ghana and yet living in London?
Back in Ghana, actually, I went to a primary school of which his mum was the headmistress. I knew his siblings, but not Bob per se. So once I moved to London, I was staying with a friend, and then after a month or two, moved in with my cousin. Bob's uncle happened to be married to my cousin.
Oh.
And so they came visiting, and one thing led to another.
Yes.
And 30-odd years later, we're still married together. Yep.
Yes, and such a nice couple.
Mm. Thank you.
Found your compatibility early in life.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yep. And then in 2003, your family moved to Maine for his work. Your work was portable in a way. Mm. I wondered if you could tell us about your work as a soft furnishings designer over the past 20 years.
I'm very passionate about my work. I like to sort of ensure that what I produce is high quality, high standard. And so with that in mind, I try to produce furnishings that are affordable to all. Back in London, I was hunted per se. People used to approach me all the time, wanting me to design and produce furnishings for them. So when the time came for us to come to America, little did I know that life was going to be so different. I got here with my portfolio, everything, thinking that work will just boom. But no, it's just taken a downhill turn since then. And I've had to work twice or three times as hard to get designs done. Needless to say, I mean, I've persevered. 3 years down the line, I had knee surgery, and so I couldn't hold the furnishings. They were a bit too heavy for me to hold. So I thought of things, other things to do, utilizing my time. And that's when I pictured back in London, those days, to go out to weddings, everybody's adorned with a headpiece or something like that. And so I thought that's something I could take on. Took on a 1 week's course, and 3 years down the line, I'm doing that. Of course, it's not the best for Portland, Maine, but I'm still persevering.
There aren't a lot of milliners in Portland, Maine.
Not that I know of. So that's a plus for me being here. But as to selling it is a problem. But thankfully, there's social media these days, and so a lot of my stuff gets sold online.
Your hats are fabulous.
Thank you.
I think it was on your business card that I read there an exclamation point to the outfit.
Oh, yes.
I love it because it's almost like an upside down exclamation point. You know, this fancy thing on your head. It is dazzling.
Thank you.
It's very showy and fun.
Thank you.
If you're just joining the conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. My guest today is Janet Endo. Janet is a fabulous designer of soft furnishings and hats. Her work includes creating unique statements through one-of-a-kind window treatments to smart little hats that act as an exclamation point to an outfit. But beyond your creative and productive work, you also contribute to community initiatives. I know you have a number of projects that you've been working on, and I wondered if you could tell us about the upcoming fashion show first.
Right. This fashion show is being put on by Women United Around the World, which is a non-profit organization initially set up by Adele Masengo-Ngoi from Congo some 8 years ago. The mission of this organization is to celebrate, advocate, and assist women locally and globally to achieve independence through vocational training and community connection. Every year, we have women from all walks of life come in, dressed in their various costumes, walking the runway, which is very fun to see. We also have lots of food, drink, entertainment, etc. We have a fashion show where Adele, who is a fashion designer, displays her marvelous designs, and I get the opportunity to also show some of my hats. So it's a marvelous time. It comes on next Saturday, March 4th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Italian Heritage Center. If you haven't as yet purchased your tickets, please ensure you do so by the end of the day. Time is flying and the tickets are running out.
Oh, good. Yeah. And so they can purchase them online?
Online through Eventbrite.
Eventbrite. Yes. Okay, good.
If you go to the website, yes.
Yeah, I went to this event a number of years ago. Did it used to be downtown?
It used to be downtown, but for the last 2 years, it's now been held at the Italian Heritage Center.
That's probably a great place for it, a nice formal setting.
It is. It's great, yes.
It is really fun to realize that we are from all over the world. You can't tell just by walking down the main streets of Portland. And you can see it in these fabulous costumes.
Beautiful. You should come. Definitely make it a point to be there, yes.
Yes, if I were going to be in town, I would be there this year. But I hope that people listening will go to Eventbrite and get
purchase
their tickets.
Yeah, $40 per ticket.
Next Saturday night.
Saturday, March 4th,
okay.
Yes.
Great. That's a fun event.
Sure is.
So I also wondered, you know, you're very busy all the time. If you could tell us.
I hope this business is bringing me some money.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure all the exposure out there helps, doesn't it? It's amazing. I mean, you really experienced a loss. Your skills are transferable to a different location. You have a beautiful in-home studio.
Thank you.
But your clientele is not really transportable.
Definitely. Definitely. That is the issue.
Yeah. And curtains, you need to measure and be sure and install,
exactly.
Get the sense
exactly.
Of
the room. When I first moved from UK here, I used to sort of get stuff done and then sent home by my husband, who usually went to London once a month. And then when I went to England at the end of the year, I'd go and install them for them.
Yeah.
But it became tedious doing that.
I think in a way that gives you very much of an authentic immigration story. You know, you came with obviously flawless English skills, having grown up in London. But it's not just the language. It's also the social connections you lose when you move.
Definitely.
And it really impacted your own career. Mm. But your hats, are you able to sell those online?
I do sell them online through social media, Facebook, Instagram. I have a website too.
Good.
Yes.
Well, we'll link to that too so listeners can get a feel for these fabulous hats you have. And
Thank you. There are
hat events. And so...
So I hear. So I need to explore.
Yeah. So we'll have to keep connecting.
Thank you.
I wondered if you could tell us about this conference that's coming up called Empower the Immigrant Woman. It's going to be on March 18th, and that was one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, because you could tell us about this fabulous event that it was the premiere episode last March.
Yeah.
And we're on the second annual.
Second annual, yep.
Yeah.
This is pretty much put on by Mofalo Chittam from Zambia. And in a way, it's just like Women United around the world, in that we're trying to get immigrant women together, empowering them, educating them, and inspiring them to be what they want to be. We have a panel that they put together. Women come online, on live, tell their stories of how they have come from their country, getting here, and how they have progressed and made it to where they are today. So through their stories, people are uplifted.
Yes, and these women are selected as trailblazers, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
And this year, Mofalo has selected 4 different women. I'm sure the criteria that they used is a very tedious one and hasn't been easy for them to choose. But this year, we have 4 amazing women, including Edith Flores, Fauza Musse, Claudette Daninan-Hazi, and Parivash Rohani.
They're wonderful women. And when you get to hear their stories, I imagine as a new immigrant, it gives you hope.
It gives
you realize,
hope.
Oh, they actually,
if they have done it, I can do it too.
Yes. And they used to work nights. Oh, I
have you met them?
Yes. Well, 3 of 4 of them I've met.
Oh,
two of 4 of them.
Right.
I've actually been on the show.
Okay.
And Mufalo has been on the show too last year promoting the first annual.
Right.
So we have, a lot of connections, and she's good at helping me meet other immigrant women to come on the show. Because,
cool.
You know, the truth is it's a little harder to get women on the show than men.
Oh, right. Why is that so?
Good question. I don't know. You know, I can meet a guy on the street, and he finds out I have a radio show, and I say, and would you like to be on? He says, yeah, this Sunday.
Wow.
And if I meet a woman who's very accomplished, I'll say to her, would you be willing to come on? And she thinks, oh, you know, my English.
Yeah.
And maybe not quite yet. And I don't quite understand it, but, you know, I think...
It's just the women thing.
Yeah, it might be. But so I do like to foster relationships with the immigrant community and women within it. So are you going to be attending the...
I'm not missing it for anything in the world.
Yes. What other kinds of things can we expect to see during that day?
A lot of networking, like I said. People coming in and telling their stories, inspiring other people, meeting all women of different kinds of walks, socializing, networking. Yeah,
it's a full day event, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have the times?
It's March 8th. I don't think I... I don't think I have the time. I'm sorry. No.
It's something like 10 a.m. to...
It's a whole day affair. 10 in the morning, there's a conference where you have the trailblazers, and then we take a break in the afternoon, come back in the evening. All
for
nicely
dancing,
dressed up for dancing.
Yes, it's a dazzling kind of evening. I'm looking forward to it too. And that is free, correct?
That is free, but you've got to register so that people know, the organizers will know that I'm account head of the people coming, so they can arrange for seating and for enough food to make sure everyone has enough to eat and drink.
And you can guarantee that it will be good food.
Oh, yes, definitely.
When a bunch of women get together and make their best stuff from all over the world.
It's only the best that comes out.
There's something at this conference that I am happy to see that I'm sorry that isn't offered at every event everywhere.
Is this childcare?
Free childcare.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Amazing.
Again, when women get together, they take care of the things that need to be taken care of.
But again, you've got to make sure you register so that we know you've got a child and we can
take care of
make
that.
Make sure we have
too.
Enough people exactly. on hands.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We have so many events going on in the community. And similarly, if you're interested in fashion and designing, on April 23rd, that's a Sunday, there's a fashion show that WMPG puts on as well. And so there's so many opportunities. And I will link to all these things on our show. But right now, we've covered most of the bases. So can you say a little bit about what the organization...
I was going to say, for more details, you've got to visit the website.
Oh, yes.
For Empower Immigrant. And that's www.empowerimmigrantwoman.org. Don't forget to register and save your seat.
Yes. And it's held here at USM's campus.
It is.
Actually, right next door to the radio right studio here at Hannaford Hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are a lot of women organizing this conference, and they meet all year round get it going.
There's a monthly meeting where we come together, network, share ideas here and there. So it's really, really fun.
It's kind of building community while building community.
Exactly.
And what is it they hope people will take away from a day spent focused on women and their needs in the Portland area?
Well, first and foremost, they're trying to ensure that everybody is connected in a way so that if there's anything you're lacking and you don't know where to go through the connection, you'll be able to move on and find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you find hard when you first came here? How was it?
I didn't find any of these services here. I mean, there was nobody to hold my hand and say, you can go here for your business or do this. So this is a really, really great way.
Yeah, you would have liked this a lot.
I tell you, it would have helped me a great deal. Yeah.
Yes, and any other creators and creatives that come to Portland can also go to Creative Portland, which is a organization in downtown Portland now that helps. They set you up with a mentor who does, if you do etchings, they set you up with an etchings person or design, they do design. But they have networking. And
I have had no clue that there was anything like this in Portland, Maine. So it's really good that these things are coming up so women don't feel that they're all alone. They can definitely hold onto somebody's hand and move forward.
It's really important.
Definitely, yeah.
How did you make your way then when you came, when there was no one else? How did you get your start?
There was a lady, God bless her, she just passed a few weeks ago, Roland Jakes. She was a furnishing designer, Sue, and I don't even remember how I met her, but someone introduced me to her, and so I used to go to her workshop in her basement, and then she will sort of show me the little tricks and trades of doing it in America, the American way. Because back home in London, everything is hand-stitched. The Queen Elizabeth way. You've got to hand-stitch everything.
The Queen Elizabeth way.
She said to me, oh, Janet, you can't make any money if you do it, if you keep on sewing this way. Just put a tape here and do this and this and that. So I took a little bit of what she said, but at the end of the day, I still want to do it my way because I know that when it's hanging, it's all neatly stitched and it won't fray or anything like that. So she was really nice and she introduced me to my first client and that's how I got into the business from here.
Mentors are essential.
Definitely. Everything. She was really nice.
Immigrant or non-immigrant, you know, getting a start in a new place is hard without some help.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
What were some of the surprises that you found when you came to Portland, Maine, that you might not have guessed America was going to
Sadly to say, racism. Definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
How did you find that?
Well, like I said, Roland referred me onto a few people. There was one client that had called me wanting to have some furnishings done. Walked into her house, I get there and I introduce myself, give her my card. She goes, are you Janet? I said, yes. Oh, I wasn't told you were black. And that was really, really, really disheartening.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Just shocking and to stand there.
Yeah. Needless to say, I did go in there, take the measurements, but I never heard from her again.
Wow.
And yeah. And sometimes you do things and your own people, your own colored people, make it obvious that they don't think that you are capable of doing that. So it's everywhere. It's not just for white and black thing. It's, yeah, all over the place. Hmm. It's sad. But
it's really saddening because we're all just people working hard to do what we're born to do. Yeah. Sounds like you, like your mother, were born with a needle and thread in your hand.
I had one lady too I had to do some work for, and then she did my work, I gave her my card, and I think she must have checked me online. So then she sends me an email, very apologetic. I didn't know you were a designer. I thought you were just some wayside seamstress.
I see.
I mean, yeah, you hear things like that and they just, they should put you down, but no, they build you up, make you want to do even more. Yes.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of lights your fire by
does.
Accident.
It does. I'm like, okay.
Guess what? I can do this and be from Ghana.
Yeah. It's all well and good.
Yes. Yeah. Were there other surprises when you thought you were coming to the United States that United States would offer that either did or didn't?
I hate the snow.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't expecting to see so much snow in Portland, Maine. Yeah.
You had seen snow previously.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. But not this amount of snow. No way.
Probably didn't own a snowblower.
No, and we still don't.
How do you deal with
my
all
husband
the snow?
Is one that does not. I mean, in Ghana, we're not taught to do plowing and all that kind of thing. So we have someone who, a very nice gentleman who comes and digs us out.
Love
we're
it.
We're in trouble, yes.
Right? I feel like sometimes like a cat who walks out in the water and touches it and shakes the paws
yes.
off. Like,
The snow is crazy here, but we have nice short summers. And the one good thing I like about it is that even when it's snowing, the sun is out, which is really
yes.
nice.
We do get some bright days like
yes.
this one, don't
yes,
we?
Exactly. Beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How has it been being a mother in South Portland, Maine for you? Because you pretty much raised your daughter here, didn't you?
Yes. We moved here when she was 8 years old. And so pretty much you're right. And it's been wonderful. She was in Holy Cross. And then from there went to Chevres. And there you just get to meet different parents, families. And it's been great. Networking, going out together, movies, dining sometimes. Great.
That's super. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to school in Baltimore, didn't she?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yes. Howard University.
And did she like it there?
She loved it there. She doesn't want to come back. She didn't want to come back. I mean, mm-hmm. yes.
Did she feel well prepared for the academics coming from these schools?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I wish her all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what are your hopes and dreams with your business going forward? You're making hats and you're making soft furnishings.
Yes.
And you've been doing it. You're kind of at this place where you have an immense amount of skill and ideas. You even told me, and I love this, that you dream your next project.
I do. Sometimes I'm asleep at night and then I think of something and I'm like, ooh, I better get down and pin it into place before I forget it. So I find myself in the basement, odd hours, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., doing stuff. I just love it.
I consider that such a gift.
I love doing it, yes.
Yeah.
Next move, obviously, is to make way to sell the products and get something for it, yes. So hopefully I would like to open a store sometime. I don't know where yet, but a store where I can have my stuff up front and then people can come in and view and buy.
Yes,
yeah.
That would be really helpful.
I'd also love to teach, as well as my soft furnishing, teach the millinery. Yeah.
Yes, teach how to make these hats.
Yes. Run short courses here and there. Yeah.
That would be fun, like through a community college?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. Mm. I'd like to take one of these classes from you and see you in action.
Bring it on.
Oh, Janet, you're such a lovely person,
oh,
and you create such beautiful things. I have very much enjoyed getting to see your workspace and your finished products, and I hope you're able to draw excellent crowds to the upcoming Empower the Immigrant Woman Conference, as well as the fashion show. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for coming on and being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's been an honor.
And thank you all for listening. Please join us each week for similar interviews with our diverse community members. And if you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainersspeak.com and check out more related information at facebook.com/newmainersspeak. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Janet Ando. Would you be so kind as to introduce the song you've chosen to close today's program with, Janet?
This song is very dear to my heart, and it's called Jehovah Is Your Name. And it's by Ben Duby.
When was the first time you heard this song?
It was probably about 2 years ago in London. I went to London and I went to church and this song was played and it just captured my heart.
And do you know anything about Benjamin Duby?
I don't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, good. Well, look forward to
listening.
I know
he's from, yes. I think he's from South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good. So this is called Jehovah Is Your Name.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is. Great and better, Jehovah is your name. I'm here.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah.
Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior. Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is.
Oh, yes, you are. Jehovah.
Jehovah is your name.
You are mighty warrior.
Mighty warrior.
Great and better.
Great and better.
Jehovah.